Peg and Bert Taylor have come along this afternoon to talk to us, because I've known Bert now for about 12 years, I suppose it is, when we started to build the house. And Bert, tell me again, when did you start? Where did you live, first of all?
In Ship Street, number 16.
Number 16, Ship Street. And you were saying that somebody in West Street brought you into this world.
Oh, yes. Sorry. I'll try and get into it. Mrs. Ellis, who lived in West Street.
Yes.
She was a midwife.
Yeah.
And she brought me into this world.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
And that was, when was that?
1914.
September 1914. That's our war broken. No, 40. I see. So, you lived in Ship Street, and you lived in Ship Street from then until
1940, when I joined the army.
1940. What about you, Craig? Where were you born?
In Golden Road.
In Golden Road. What was the name?
I lived at 93.
Yes.
But I didn't go there till I was two.
Oh, really?
But I was still born in Golden Road.
I see. And were you one of a group of a family, or?
Yeah, there was three girls and one boy.
Yes. Are they still living?
My two sisters are, but my brother isn't.
No. And do your sisters, do they live in Chorlton?
No, one at Lancing and one at Hampton.
I see. And Bert, how many were in your family?
I had two brothers, maybe that's three. Then I had six girls and three boys.
And did you all live in Ship Street then?
Yep.
Did it appear to be crowded, or is it a big house?
Wow.
No, it was a little house.
We had the lounge and the dining room and a small kitchen. No bathroom. And upstairs we had three bedrooms. The toilet was outside in the yard.
Yeah. Well, that was at the bottom of the garden, was it?
No. It was just more or less joining the house. Yes. Just behind where the kitchen was. There was a little place where the
copper
was.
That was for Friday bathing, was it?
Well, sometimes.
Yeah.
It was more or less wash day.
Yeah.
There, you know, dug that up. And next to that, there's two outhouses. One was a coal house, and the other was a toilet.
I see. Of course, that was on main drainage in those days, I take
it. Oh, yes.
It was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Well, then, I say, what have I mistaken between?
No. Well, we could go on from there quite easily. This was, you were born there, and then you went to school from there.
Right.
And that's where you went to school in
Ham Road.
In Ham Road. Yeah. And Peg, you went to the same school.
Yes,
that's
yes,
right.
Yes.
And you started, how old were you when you started?
Five.
Five. But you didn't know each other because there's 5 years difference between you.
Right. Yes.
And who was it lived in the schoolhouse? The headmaster?
No. A caretaker.
And who was that?
His name was Taylor as well.
The headmaster was Taylor?
No, the caretaker.
The caretaker.
His name is Taylor.
I thought you said there was a lady.
Yeah, the headmaster. Headmistress. Mrs. Barford.
Mrs. Barford was the headmistress?
That's right.
Oh, I see. Yes. I see. But the caretaker was a Mr. Taylor.
Right.
I see. No relative?
No.
There are a lot of Taylors in Shoreham, aren't there?
Yes.
So, you started there when you were five, and I believe you said that it was mixed. In the infants?
In the infants, it was mixed.
And they were whereabouts in the school?
In the
lower
ground floor, where the Catsman's place is.
Yeah, they're cats and pigs. Yeah.
Or there.
Yes.
And their playground was where Catherine's got that sort of car park.
Yes.
In between the...
the buildings at building the west end of Ham Road, yeah. Right.
And the boys' playground.
Yes.
There's several classrooms upstairs.
Yes.
Which the boys of different ages was in.
Yeah.
And their playground was where the old trip used to be.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And the girls' playground was up on the...
east.
West.
West end.
West end of the
I see. And do you remember the railway going past? I mean, the railway going past. Did it interrupt things at all?
Oh, no. Every morning at 8:45, John.
Yeah.
We used to... well, the gang of us, we used to stay down the far end there to see the express go
through. Express go through.
Yeah. 999, I think it was, or 333, something like that.
And that was from where to London?
Brighton to...
Portsmouth, where did you think?
No, I think it used to go to the West Country.
To the West Country?
Exactly where. Then to Exeter, by some.
Oh, now that's the line, of course, that they've opened up. They opened up again last year, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you were at school there, you were both at school there, and you both left school when you were...
14.
When you were 14. Mm-hmm. And Peg, you were saying you went to work in Brighton, was it?
Hove.
In Hove.
Hove. Dubarry's.
Dubarry's.
Performers there, yes.
Did you like it?
No.
No, you didn't.
It was interesting work, you know, like labelling bath cubes and talcum powder and wrapping soap, you know, but you had a timesheet. They gave you a certain time to do a job in. You could never do it in that time. You know, at the end of the week, you'd get into trouble because you'd do it for your time. It was terrible. It was more like school than it was work.
Yes. Did you smell Margaret when you came home or not?
Well, everybody used to smell us on the train. They knew where we were. Not the smell. Because it was a nice smell. Yes.
Of course, the manufacturer of perfumery, of course, the smells are absolutely awful, I believe.
Did you get free samples, Peg?
No.
Because what you forgot to say, that out of that money you was getting, you had to pay your own claim fees.
Oh, yes, at 10 and 6 a week.
You earn 10 and 6 a week and you had to pay your train fares.
Yes. It was only 4%
a day. Yeah. 4% a day return. It just goes to show about inflation, doesn't it?
So my pocket money was a shilling a week.
And you used to give some money to your parents?
I should give it all to them and they gave me a shilling back.
I see. And what about your clothes? Did you have to buy your own clothes or did you...
Well, you couldn't on a shilling a
week. No, of course not. Do you remember the fashions of those days?
Well, not really, because not being able to have what was in fashion, it didn't interest
me. No. And Bert, you left school when you were 14 as well.
14, yeah.
And you said that you, from there, you helped in...
Oh, yes. Peter Mills, the barber, where the restaurant. In the corner is there. I worked for him because his son, who was another Peter, the eldest son, him and I were friends, and I used to often go round there after on a Saturday and help him do the lathering up.
Yeah.
I used to sometimes stay there overnight as well. Well, then when the time came for me to leave school, he asked me to work for them, which I did do. It was all right for a start. I mean, my wages were 6 shillings a week plus tips. That was, you know, you'd get a penny or tuppence sort off different blokes. And I stayed there for, must be quite a few months until I got a bit fed up with it. The hours were a bit too long, 8 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night. It didn't really suit me.
And you said, I believe, that you had to work on Sunday sometimes.
Sunday mornings.
You worked Sunday mornings?
Oh, yes, exactly, Sunday mornings.
And from there, you went right to the beach, I think.
That's right. Shingle Road on the Shawn Beach, working for Bill Blaxton, who used to own the Eastern Garage along there. Just a grease boy, lad.
Yes.
Until I learned a few things that he taught me. You know.
So you'd have been 15, presumably, then?
That's right. Yeah.
And, of course, you couldn't have a driving licence until you were, what?
17.
17. I see. I see. And you were saying that you had to leave there because you were too young to be able to drive, and they did private hire. And what happened from there, then? Where did you go from there?
Well, I came back. I was working for a butcher in the town. You know where Boots is?
Where Boots, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Used to be a butcher shop there. Yeah,
next to Marleypins, wasn't it?
That's right.
Next to Marleypins?
Next to Marleypins.
Well, where funnels are, do you mean?
No.
No, this
side. Well, that's the pub. Or next to where the pub is, yeah.
Because that's where Boots. There used to be a house there as well. Because the people before that, they were Farley. The Farleys used to live in the house, and they had a butcher shop. Well, when he retired, these other people took over, and I worked for them.
Wastel,
yeah.
What was his name?
Wastel. Yeah. W-O-A-S-T-E-W. Wastel. I worked for him for quite a while until I'd had enough.
Yeah.
Again, all long hours.
Yeah.
I used to go out on the rounds.
Was this with the bike, with a
push bike?
Push bike with the basket in the front.
I used to go up Rander, Beeding, then into Coombs.
With a bike?
Yep. Goes through the pain of sausages. So then I finished with that. My next job was in the cinema, Crossroad, the old Dinky Yorks.
Yes, now this is interesting. I wanted to ask you about the cinemas. Because how many cinemas were there in Shoreham? The ones that you remember, cinemas or theatres?
Well, cinemas in Shoreham when I was young, three.
Three. And where were they both?
The Duke of Yorks.
Is that where Suitors were?
That's right.
Yes.
Duke of Yorks. The Star, or the Court, as it was known as, in Church Street.
In Church Street? Yeah. Whereabouts in Church Street?
You know where the corpse got their storage?
Yes.
That was it, in there.
And the entry was in Church Street, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Entrance was in Church Street. Yes.
And the other one was the Coliseum.
And the Coliseum was where?
Where the Civic Centre is now.
Where the Civic Centre is now. Well, that's absolutely fascinating. Actually, we had a lady, Mrs. Betty Ford, who was one of the Suitor's daughters, to talk to us the other day, and she was saying about the fire that there was in this cinema. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Were you working there then?
No.
You weren't?
I've just left it.
You left it?
just a matter of a few weeks, because I was working there as general dog's body again in second operator.
Yes.
Because in those days the old talk was on records.
Yes.
So when you went from one reel to another one, you had three people in the operator box. There's one on each projector and one on the switchboard at the back. That used to be the governor, he used to be there. And then the operator himself is on the new machine, and I was on the one that is going to shut down. And he used to call, well, I don't know, I expect you used to see him, all the different marks at the end of it.
Yes.
See, that was the signs when it's finished. And he used to, as soon as he saw the sign, he used to say over, and I used to shut mine off, and he used to run these up. So there's no stoppage. And the governor at the back just turned the switch.
Yes.
The power there, John, was all done by an old gas engine.
Right. really. So you didn't take the power from them from mains?
No. And the gas engine was every back more or less in Suter's yard. And to start that up, you had to, you know, big wheel one in, small one there, you had to tug on the old. That's my job, get it started up, you know, I pull everybody going.
Yeah, yes.
Get it?
That would have been a DC, presumably.
Oh, yes.
DC. How dangerous. Did you ever have any little fires with your. Because the materials, dreadful stuff, it's cellulose, wasn't it? Celluloid.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yes. And what about rewinding? Did you have to do that?
Oh, yes, yeah. Well, that was. If you had a breakdown,
yes,
you know, you have to take all both films out, take them out the back, cut out the ones if they've been torn, and how many squares it was torn, so you had to put the same many squares back in again because of talking, you see.
Of course,
see? Otherwise, you people would be talking, and then what they're talking about, you'd see presently or before,
yes,
they had to put the same amount of squares of film back. As you cut out,
it must have been very difficult to synchronise it right at the beginning.
Oh yes, oh, yeah.
Now I remember you saying about your having to change, take the film, collect the film from the station, was it?
Oh yes, three times a week I used to go to Shawn Station to pick up films.
Yes,
I used to take the Thursday, Friday, Saturday films for the previous week to the station Sunday mornings and pick up the films for the Sunday evening performance. And I used to repeat that on a Monday morning and pick up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday's performance.
I see. So the Sunday film was just for one
just
day?
Just for one day, yeah.
I see.
And then again on the Thursday, we used to do the same again.
Did you ever pass, what about a newsreel? Was there ever a newsreel in those?
Oh, yes, yes. You should have a newsreel and a comedy and the main film.
Well, and what about the other cinemas? Did you ever swap between the other cinemas?
Oh, yes. Well then, because by that time, the core cinema had closed down. I can't remember what year that closed down, but. Must have been then soon after I left school, because I remember going there when my sister got married, because her husband's sister was very sweet on her.
Oh, I see.
And I took her to the pictures.
I see.
Anyway, yes, we used to do a swap with the Coliseum.
Mm. But, Demi, what about the cinema that I can remember in my time, but only as a hulk? Shell that was on the road tackle.
The Ritz.
That was the Ritz.
Oh, I knew the Ritz, yeah. That one.
That was another one then?
No.
But we didn't mention that one, did we?
Well, we did earlier.
We did earlier.
The Ritz, I mean, that was built. Baked.
90s.
It must have been.
It must have been when you were at the barber shop because you saw it, wasn't it?
Remember it being built?
Yes, it must have been early 30s. No,
late 20s or early 30s.
Did you work at any other cinemas or just this one here?
No, just that one.
Just that one.
Yeah.
Can you remember the names of any of the films that you were putting on at that time?
Any of the films? Oh yes, Flying Down to Rio.
Flying
Down to Rio.
Dolores.
Yes. Dolores.
Del Rio. Isn't it? What about the singing fool? You had to have Tom Mix.
Oh yeah, Tom Mix, Pearl White.
On the railway.
Yes. We continue next week.
Yes.
You had cereals, did you?
Oh, yes. Oh yeah. Buster Keaton. Chester Conklin, Harold Lloyd,
Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah, Charlie.
Jackie
Coogan. Yeah.
Yes. And children's cinema on Saturdays.
Saturday afternoon madness. Yes.
Was that the same film as they showed in the evening, or was that?
Oh yeah. Well, mostly they used to get hold of more or less a Sunday with super children.
Yeah.
You know, more of the children's. I mean, if they had a sort of a murder mystery or anything like that, they used to get something a bit different.
Yes.
No, they were super kids.
Not like it is these days.
No, that's right.
No. And do you remember how much it was to go into the cinema?
Oh, it was tuppence on Saturday afternoon, maybe. In the evening, yeah, I think it was sixpence, ninepence, and a shilling.
And how many people could the cinema accommodate?
I would think roughly about 100, John.
100. Mm. Yes. And was there a gallery or not?
Oh, no.
No. No. And
there was at the Colosseum.
At the Colosseum they had a balcony up.
Yes. Were the seats flat or was the floor sloping?
Fairly flat.
Were they tip-up seats in those days? Tip-up seats.
Except for the cheap ones in the front.
Yes.
It was just a long plank.
Yes, yes. And was the cinema ever built so that it could have a pianist there before they had the talkies, when they used to have the pianist and the orchestra?
Oh, yes. There was there, at the side of, there was a stage there, because they did used to do live shows on the stage as well.
As well as the cinema?
Oh, yeah.
At the same time, well, not at the same time, but at the same period.
That's right. I think they used to get them perhaps on a Sunday. I think it was only about one night a week. Different shows came down. But then, where the stage was there, and then at the side there, was fairly big space where the piano was, and all these.
Yes.
That was before the talkies.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, even sometimes when they had the silent films on.
Yes.
You
know,
that's what. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
When they had the talkies first started, they still had silent films.
Oh, I see. They had some of the. Yeah, of course, they would have done, would they not? Yes. Yes. Yes.
I suppose it wouldn't have had a safety curtain.
Yes.
It did.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yes.
I was trying to jog
the
pull it up.
Very heavy.
Yes.
They were.
Yes.
Big problem.
You didn't have talent shows there, you didn't have local talent.
No, I don't think they did. That. Not then. I think at the Colosseum they used to. There and again, if I remember rightly. Because there used to be one character in Sean, Marnie Lind, his name was, and he was very good on a metal one.
Really?
Mm. And I think he was then at the Colosseum on the stage here once. Mm. Yes.
You didn't have Ice Cream Girls?
Oh, yes.
You did?
Oh, yes. That came around later, wasn't it? And then, at the Duke of York's, when it was interval time, I used to go around with the chocolates.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Out of all trades again.
Oh, dear.
You wouldn't get anybody as clever as that nowadays, would you, that had so many talents?
No, indeed not.
No. All specialists nowadays.
Then I was also the bill poster.
You posted the bills as well.
Yeah. Sean, Bramber, Beeding, Stenning.
Or on your bicycle.
Oh, yeah. On my bike, that was.
On your own bike.
Oh, yeah. Tub of glue.
Oh, you did that?
Oh, yeah. And the old broom, you know, the long, narrow broom it was.
You said that, but it was quite an art, wasn't it, to put a poster up?
I remember I got geared up one day. I thought, oh, I can't go all the way up there. So I just stuck them in the niche. somebody found them, because I got She masturbated.
But, you know, you think of the amount of work there was then, because you would collect the stuff during the daytime, you showed it of an evening, and what sort of time would you have finished in the evening?
Oh, around about 10:30.
10:30.
On Sunday morning to pitch.
Yeah.
Well, then you see, Saturday matinee.
Yeah.
So I used to start fairly early, because first thing in the morning I used to have to sweep it all up. All the mess from the night before.
You clean up the...
Oh yes, all room. No vacuum or anything like that. All swept up.
You didn't have to sell the tickets as well, right?
No. Sometimes I used to tear them on the door.
You used to tear them on the door.
Yeah. Then all the rubbish, you know where the rubbish used to go?
No.
Then in the river.
Did it really?
Yeah. You know the gap?
Yeah.
That side?
Yeah.
We used to walk right the way down to the end there and just tip it over the side. If the tide was going out, it wants a bait.
No.
It used to float over again. But this fed all, when I was there, that's all that used to be done.
Yes. And what about in the winter? Was there any heating in there at all?
Oh yeah. Gas radiators.
Gas radiators?
Yeah, the old gas radiators. Usually about, I don't know whether it's two or three each side of it.
Something one tends not to think about.
That's right. Yes.
Any back seats? Any back seats in this as well? They weren't in twos, were they? I remember hearing about
there's
that.
Four seats in there. Right at the very back.
Yeah.
Just, it's all sort of closed in, and you just see out the front. Four seats.
Yeah, I've
heard about those. Marvellous,
isn't it? Yeah. And I can, the people who used to use them, was this friend of mine, his brother, Tim, and his wife. Well, Tim is dead now, but his wife is still alive. She lives in the, she usually lives in Cleveland until they generally think. And then this friend of mine, his sister, and her husband, he's
because you used to know all the people that went to the cinema together, because you could see them, so you...
Well, I was...
You were well in the news of the town.
There's another little job I used to do. I was also the disc jockey.
Really? Disc jockey, huh?
And what, this was music before then? Was the gaming, was it?
At the side of where these seats were in the back, at the side there, there's another small place, two turntables, the records, and there's a sort of window. Well, it wasn't a window, because I could just look out and talk to anybody. And I used to put the records on. Because when my sisters used to come in, there's one special record I remember, that every time, I think my sister Kit came in, I used to put this on. Because she was always singing it. Oh, yeah.
And these were 78, the ordinary 78s.
The old 78s.
The old 78s.
Oh, yes, yes.
And presumably the sound, there was an amplifier of some sort.
Oh yes. Oh yeah, the same was quite good.
Do you remember the coming of the soundtrack as such on the film when the
no, I wasn't.
You weren't there then.
No, I wasn't in that.
How long did you do that job? Those jobs.
Well, I wasn't there all that long, because the people next door used to be a fisher, not fish and chips, wet fish and fry fish.
Oh yes, I believe this was mentioned, Betty mentioned
it. Mr. and Mrs. Edmondson.
Edmondson,
yeah, they came from Langshire, it was. And they opened this place. It had been opened before by other people, and they wanted to land there. Know, herring board. And I was a bit fed up with the cinema, because the hours, so many hours, and I was only getting about 76 a week. So I got to start there.
What, in the fish shop?
Yeah, raised about twice as much. because then again you said you earned it, because apart from I think it's three times a week I used to go to the station to get the fish.
Well, how did you bring that back?
On a truck.
On a truck?
Yeah.
What, a hand truck?
You see these the barrels, you know, about that high.
Yes.
Full of fish and ice. By the time they got to shore, on with not much ice left.
Where did you come
from? From Grimsby.
Why?
Well, that's how it's done. That's right. But then the governor, he used to go to Bright Market and get some fresh fish on. But I used to always go to the station, I think it's three times a week, to bring the fish down. Because the first day I was working there, there's a big load of these barrels to go back. So I had to put them on this truck and take them down to the goods yard.
Yes.
See, the goods yard was further down. And at the same day, that, as I sort of, soon after I left there, Whites, the timber people, went up in flames.
Oh, I heard it. I seem to remember you saying about it. Yes. That was a really big fire.
Oh, yes, yes, yeah. Quite a few days to get it all done.
Do you remember that fire, Peg?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. Yeah. What were you doing all this time, Peg, while Bert was doing these various jobs? After the perfumery, what did you do?
Well, you said
I was there. Yeah, I was there till the war started. Then, of course, Bert and I got married. Once you were married, they didn't employ you.
No. So, they sacked you because you got married?
Yes, yes. But then, in less than 6 to 8 months, they wanted me to go back again, which I did do for a little while, but not for long.
Was that on war work then, or not? Were you doing war work then?
No.
Well, later.
I went into two factories, Fisher's Gate. But I didn't really like it there.
What sort of factories were they?
I was doing the elements for the electric fires.
Oh, yes.
Air raid shelters.
Yeah.
I didn't really like it, but what I wanted to do was to get into the railway works over at Lancing, which I did do eventually, and I went there as electrician's bait.
Did you really?
Yes,
I seem to remember you telling us this.
Yeah, I was only there for about 2 years.
What were they doing?
I was electrician's bait over there.
Yeah, but what were the people, you know, your electrician that you were being his mate, what were they making or doing?
Where they wanted any lighting or anything like that fitted up, because they had a lot of carriages, railway carriages, made into cloakrooms for the women that they were employing. You had to go and wire those up.
But sorry. You were saying you wired up the carriages where the women used to...
When the women came, they wanted these extra cloakrooms.
Yeah.
We used to wire those up.
Yeah.
And then we used to do the drills and that, the men were working with. If something went wrong with them, we had them back in the shop and we had to have them to pieces and find out what's wrong with them and put the wires back.
But you've never had any experience before of that kind of work. No. You just picked it up as you went along.
That's right. And when I left, I had this sort of certificate to say that they'd let me leave, and it got, Peggy Taylor, electrician. But I wasn't.
How did you and Bert meet in the first place?
Well, that was...
They had a social club at
St Mary's Hall. I used to have a social club every month.
This is over Kurds, is it?
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, on the top there.
And we used to go there.
How old would you be when
I was 16, he was 21. And I used to see this smart looking fella there. He had this white shirt on.
Still is.
And we had a dance, didn't we, this one evening? Must have been when? because we went to the St. Valentine's dance.
Yeah, and there was two nights, wasn't there? There's one on the Friday night and one on the Saturday night. He's going to both of them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he took to the Scouts on Valentine's night. That's right.
The night before, was it the laundry dance, wasn't it? The Imperial Laundry used to be under the, in between the arches, down Victoria Road, not the,
yes,
the
yes.
Old John Road there. Imperial Laundry, you know, they've been there for many, many years, and they used to have a dance in the temple every year, because the girls used to invite the well, it's in the town.
In the town hall, that? No, that's the town hall that's in the high street.
Yes.
Oh, you've
got some lovely dances.
Dances there every Saturday night. If there wasn't one at the town hall, there's one at St. Mary's Hall.
And that was live music, of course.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's quite.
Some local band, was it the local?
Yes. What was that one?
Ken Gilbert's band.
That's right, Ken Gilbert. And what was the old drummer? Fred Phil Fast.
Yeah.
He used to play the drums, wasn't it? Ken Gilbert? No, he used to play the sax. And then there's another band that an old, well, probably old chums.
The girl Bentley.
That's right. Bert Mosley. Bert Mosley.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. And I think he got up a bit in the last night, but he's over in Channel Ice, Guernsey, I think. Anyway, this is where we met. I mean, all the boys and girls sit about there, you know, quite a big crowd.
So there's plenty to do for young people in Shoreham then.
Oh yes, really.
More so than
that,
really.
I expect so, yes. Mm. Well, the difference, you see, I mean, we had a different attitude to what they got these days.
Yeah, you made your own entertainment.
That's right, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Please tell me, what would you have been wearing on the Saturday night
like that? Go on, your dance dress.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Dress on?
If I went to a dance, it would be a long dress.
Mm. Oh, yes.
I used to have a lovely red
sort of party shoes?
Yes, silver shoes. And perhaps a silver
handbag?
No.
And did you
dress
your own hair? You didn't go to the hairdressers?
No.
Oh,
yes, definitely.
I think that this is the time that I should interject, if I may, here, because Bert and Peg are the most beautifully turned out couple I have ever met. I really have. Yeah. Now, I believe you used to get your leg pulled at work, did you not? Because you were so smartly dressed. Daphne was ashamed of me. Even if I wasn't in my working clothes, my ordinary clothes, she was ashamed of me when Bert was in his working clothes. Because he looked so immaculate. Is that not absolutely true?
Right. And he hasn't changed,
and
has he?
Hasn't changed. And they both look, you see them out anywhere, and they look immaculate. It really is.
And it's that firm that I work for.
Completions,
sure. Well, they had a dinner. We used to have a dinner every year, Christmas time, just rain Christmas. And this year, we had it at the King's Edit Beeling.
Which year would that be, Bert?
Oh, about 1975, 76, something like that. And someone, I don't know who it was at the firm who put it up, but they used to give small tokens to the different workers.
Silver cups.
Well, they're different things, didn't they? Mm. And I've got a small silver cup for being the best workman.
I'm not surprised.
Well, I'm not a bit surprised at that.
No.
When
did you start to be a bricky bird?
1935.
And how did you start then?
Well, I'd started on the building prior to that.
What, did you start as a general labourer?
Yes, yeah. So I was, well, when I first started, as a scaffolder's mate. Mm-hmm. But I only worked with the scaffolder one day, then I went with the carpenters, as a carpenter's labourer. I stayed with them most of the time and I enjoyed it, and I learned a few things. Well, then when that job with a few houses we was doing up Fenton Valley then, and the local builder was Frank Beach, who lived on the beach, because Completions, who I worked for, in the basement of what's that, you know, that cleaning, the
Gemini
in Buckham Road?
Yes, Gemini
in the basement there. Yeah. There's a big house there as well, three-story. Mm. In the basement there was where Frank Beach, and a little yard out the back there, Frank Beach used to have his thing. But when he packed up, some relation to my governor of Completions, he owned that. He was a painter and decorator from his first watch. And then he passed it on to Hair Company.
I see.
So
now, was that building that's, what is it, there's the British Legion and one thing and other there now. Is that, was that building there then?
Where the British Legion is?
Yes.
What, in, by the station, you mean?
Yeah. Because that's where you're talking about, isn't it? That's the cleaners that are up there.
The back of the cleaners, yes, we're talking about.
Yeah, but that's on the Queen's Place, doesn't it?
Yeah. Right, yes. Oh, no, no. Oh, when we agree, am I? Yeah, that's right, yeah. The back of the cleaners.
Yes.
There's, there used to be, you could get to it from Queen's Place.
There's a little twin or a little.
That's right. And in there, there used to be about half a dozen lock-up garages, both sides.
Yes.
And then you go right up almost to the building, go down the steps into the basement, and there's one very big room down there and a smaller one what we used to use as a bank, but there's a lot of room outside where we could store stuff as well.
Mm.
John was saying where the British Legion is now.
Oh, the
was
private
houses.
Oh yes,
there was all houses
all
there.
Back along there's private
the
houses.
Now they've been converted, have they not? And but where the cleaners is, if I remember rightly, it's a taller building, is it?
Well, it's part of that one there.
Ah.
That one, I mean. Then they've done the flats over the top of the cleaners.
Ah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's
yeah.
Right, they've done the flats over the top there.
Yeah.
Those all big houses, the same as that one that's left there. It used to be Bloomfield Sports had that. And then they moved to behind the place in Brunswick Road. You know, the telephone exchange?
Yes, yes.
You know? Well, as you go around Brunswick Road, there's a little alleyway that goes up to Broomfield Sports.
Is that where the people that make the cups and that are?
That's it, yeah.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've been chatting now for a long time. I think that we'd better call it a day for that, have a cup of tea, and perhaps we'll talk again another time. Thank you very much, both of you.